USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I just felt like the president's comments made us look as a nation more like a pushover.
That's an often critic of President Trump, Republican Senator Bob Corker, speaking about President Trump's joint press conference with the Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday. And that's one of the nicer reviews. The former head of the CIA, John Brennan, says that news conference and the president's remarks were nothing short of treasonous.
So when I use the term, this is nothing short of treasonous, I equate it to the betrayal of one's nation, basically aiding and abetting, giving comfort to an enemy.
He spoke on NBC's Today show. President Trump spoke on Fox News last night in an interview saying that the Russians have no information on him and that Putin emphasized there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Just hours ago, Houston's police chief, Art Acevedo, said of a suspected Houston-area serial killer before he was captured,
"We are convinced that he has absolutely no regard for the sanctity of life."
Now comes word that that possible serial killer has been captured. The Harris County Sheriff's Office saying Jose Rodriguez was found by deputies driving through Houston this morning and was arrested, though details of the arrest have not been released. He's a registered sex offender and a suspect in Saturday's murder of a 28-year-old worker at a mattress firm in Houston, as well as yesterday's killing of a worker at a mattress store in North Houston. He's also the suspect in the killing of a 62-year-old woman last Friday at her home in Cypress. Amazon says most of its Prime Day customers should now be able to shop around successfully. There were glitches yesterday, with some reporting seeing an error page, and others couldn't get past Amazon's Shop All Deals page. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Former President Barack Obama is going to be in South Africa today. It's to help mark the 100th birthday of civil rights leader Nelson Mandela, who died in 2013. Obama is expected to deliver a speech promoting democracy and civil rights around the world. It will be one of his most high-profile speeches since leaving the White House. Electric car maker Tesla really feeling the effects of its CEO Elon Musk's weekend tweeting. The company losing 4% of its stock value yesterday. It shaved off about $2 billion in value. The drop coming after Musk called a British cave diver who helped rescue a Thai youth soccer team trapped in a cave a pedo. Musk was apparently upset that the diver had called his attempt to donate a mini sub to rescue the kids a publicity stunt. Musk also rejected other reports circulating that he was a big donor to a group dedicated to keeping the GOP in control of the U.S. Congress. Musk says he gives to both Republicans and Democrats, and mostly to humanitarian causes. And a Los Angeles man who phoned a death threat to Congresswoman Maxine Waters will be on probation for 3 years. A federal court judge also sentencing 45-year-old Anthony Scott Lloyd to 6 months of home detention and 100 hours community service. He pleaded guilty in April. And with your update, I'm Chris Barnes.